We mention Cole. He sounds interesting sometimes. So time now for what is Gerrit Cole exactly trying to say here?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to give you 4 seconds of Gerrit Cole. You tell me where he's going with this.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know. Hey, it's,
I have no idea, man.
No, neither do I.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, he was asked about arguing with the umpire at one point.
Tell me what that was about and how focused you were in that moment.
Things happen.
He is funny. So there you have it. The Yankees now can lock up the one seed. They got the Pirates over the weekend. All good in Yankee land. In Mets land, they're in Milwaukee tonight. Mets have 3 with the Brewers, and we're assuming 2 with the Braves on Monday. We shall see how the weekend shapes up, but it seems pretty improbable that they won't be in Atlanta on Monday. They lead the Braves by a game for the 3rd wild card. Arizona is tied with them and just a percentage point behind them for the 2nd wild card. You got the Braves and the Royals this weekend, Diamondbacks and Padres this weekend. And speaking of the Padres, they did lose to the Dodgers 7-2. LA clinches the NL West. A lot of people on social media kind of assuming Andrew Friedman at this point had had a little bit to drink during the celebration as he spoke to Sportsnet LA while this team deals with expectations this season as they have and they win the division.
We like high expectations. We relish them. It beats the shit out of the alternative.
I would say so. You know, by the way, I was thinking, so the Mets started the season with the Milwaukee Brewers and they got off to a horrendous start.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to flip the switch right now and then possibly go back to Milwaukee and play them again.
Yeah. They have to go from Milwaukee to Atlanta, back to Milwaukee. Very possible.
How about that?
Revenge spot.
Ooh, storybook.
Yeah.
Storybook revenge spot.
But if they beat the crap out of them this weekend, are they all even going into the playoffs?
Yeah.
Or is this the revenge spot right now?
Well, I think they got to listen. Just, I mean, you got to take care of
shit.
You were just a cross between that and Mike McDaniel.
Mike Dean.
It was a late night.
Yeah, I'm aware.
It sure was.
Yeah.